Is cheerleading just about looks? That question came up after the University of Washington cheer squad tried to give some advice last week. The squad produced an image with a young blonde woman modeling their look and listed tips for girls who wanted to try out. The image said things like, do use flattering eyeshadow and maybe false lashes, but don't wear dark, smoky eyes or nude lips. Do have a natural or spray tan, but don't have jewelry, visible tattoos, or distracting nail polish. For some people, this image reinforced negative stereotypes about cheerleaders. I'm appalled that the University of Washington would imply that cheerleading is all about looks and not an impartial contest of athletic prowess, said one person on Reddit. Others called the image offensive, exclusionary, and ignorant, and national media covered the story. In response, the UW asked the team to pull it down, saying it was, quote, inconsistent with the values of the UW Spirit Program and Department of Athletics, end quote. So, story over. Except that at Washington State University in Pullman, the cheer squad has a very similar graphic, almost the same thing, and theirs is still up. Chris Oppheim is their coach. He told me they haven't taken it down because that's what their cheer squad looks like.
The picture that we used for our cheerleading look is a picture from a girl cheering on the sideline at a game that we just cropped her out of the background and inserted the other things. So that's why we're kind of standing by it.
Well, for people who haven't seen this graphic that you have for people who want to try out for the cheerleading squad, what does it say? What does it say about what the look is for a cheerleader?
Well, in the world of cheerleading, there's lots of looks. In competitive cheerleading, there's a lot of glitter. In the world of high school cheer, there isn't as much. And in the world of college cheer, there's a certain look as well. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to help out these high school cheerleaders, these all-star competitive cheerleaders. You're trying to help them out to know, you know, what the look of college cheerleading is, and specifically more so what the look of WSU cheerleading is. So the look of college cheerleading at WSU is what we listed out. When we say that natural eyeshadow and that natural blush and everything like that, that's to let kids know that it's not stage makeup, it's not glitter, and it's not all of that stuff. With the hair, you know, the reason why the hair is half up is because when we do our skills and we do the athletic abilities, you want the hair out of the face. That way the kids can focus on what they're doing. You know, at the high school level, they have hair rules that they have about hair being out of the face and all the way up in a ponytail. At the college level, you're saying that we're a little bit more advanced in our skills and our abilities and that we can handle having hair half up, half down. So that's kind of look at WSU, is that we say that natural blush, that natural eyeshadow, and hair half up and half down.
I think on the graphic it also says clear nail polish, crimson lipstick, as I recall. Are these suggestions, or if I wanted to try out for the squad, leaving aside the fact that I am not young enough to try out for the squad, if I wanted to try out for the squad, is this the way that I have to look to make it?
We're taking what we look like on game day. And what we're trying to find is what you will look like on game day for us. So the crimson lipstick, crimson is one of our school colors, crimson and gray, WSU. The clear nail polish is to, you know, you have girls that are coming from proms sometimes that are getting ready for other events. School colors, you know, when you're at college, the amount of backing that colleges receive, you know, at WSU, man, we hate the color purple. And I'm sure at University of Washington, just as, you know, you hate the colors crimson and gray just as much. So that's why we set in these, you know, no nail colors, is because it's just one of those school pride things more so than anything else. And if you get rid of those things, everybody's on the same page then. Going into tryouts, everybody's starting at the same level. So therefore, when you get to the skills and abilities, that's what you're judging.
One of the things that's also on that graphic is athletic physique. It says athletic physique as a do for one of the things that you're looking for the look of a cheerleader. But the girl who's pictured on that graphic is thin. That doesn't represent many athletic physiques. Could you see how somebody could look at that who's thinking about trying out for the WSU cheer squad and they're saying, okay, it's not you we're interested in. We're not looking for you.
You know, if somebody takes away what they take away, I understand how somebody can see something and and make their own decision on what they're seeing. The graphic that we sent out was merely for an aid in helping the girls and people that are trying to try out for our cheerleading squad.
Are there men on the Washington State University cheerleading squad?
Yes, we have 15 boys.
What does the graphic look like for men who want to try out for the cheer squad?
We did not make a graphic for that because I did not have access to any good photos to use that I was able to use for copyright reasons.
What are the parameters for the look for male cheerleaders at Washington State University?
Look for male cheerleaders would be very similar to the looks that we have for the girls. They need to have well-groomed facial hair or well-groomed hair, well-styled hair. They need to have an athletic physique as well. What we do is athletic. And then what they would wear for their outfits is a black t-shirt and black shorts, as well as the socks and the shoes.
How much do you think cheerleading is about looks?
Part of the reason why we have this at our tryouts is because we're going for a uniformed look on the sidelines, something that's going to be representative of WSU cheerleading, WSU athletics, and WSU. So therefore, in the world of cheerleading, part of our uniform is that look. Unfortunately, when you're at a football game and you're on national television, they're not always videoing you doing your skills. A lot of times they're videoing the girls doing, shaking the palms and cheering on the squad and whatnot. So what you're seeing at that point is what you are seeing. So you're not, you know that girls do skills, you know that they're athletic, but you don't have to always be showing that all the time. So therefore, the next thing you're seeing is just the look of the squad at that point. So yeah, it is a part of our uniform and it is a part of our culture.
One of the other things that's come up, and I'm sure that you've heard about this, is that there are people who are former cheerleaders who have said, you know what, this is about athleticism. This is a sport. And seeing graphics like this kind of throws that whole notion back. It means that we're not being respected as athletes. We're not being respected for our skill. It really is about what people see when they look at us. What's your response to that?
Well, the issue is, in our world, if I say, your required skills for tumbling is a standing tuck, a standing back handspring, or whatever each school might pick as their requirement, most cheerleaders know what that is. If I say, for co-ed stunting, your requirement is a toss liberty, most cheerleaders know what that is. But the people always ask, so when you say hair half up, what do you mean by that? We would like to know. We want to be best prepared. That's what led us to sending out the graphic.
Chris Opheim is the cheer squad coach at Washington State University. They're standing by their do's and don'ts on how to look at cheer squad tryouts. That's after similar advice from the University of Washington cheer squad sparked intense backlash, and the UW took that graphic down.